Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Peaks by Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze, welcome back to the show, you guys. 26 for the high today. All right, let's talk about this new trend that Breezy found on TikTok. What a shocker. So,
Basically, I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. Basically, there's this trend on TikTok that these creators and influencers and just random users of the app are doing a notes app tour. So if you have an iPhone, there's a notes app. I mean, I'm sure if you have any phone, there is, but the notes app on your iPhone is just where you can go write things down, doodle random thoughts and jot things down. And I feel like girls specifically, not me speaking for all women, but for me specifically, and from what I've seen on TikTok, a girl's notes app is like the most random thing you will ever, a mosh podge of just like lists and then like really deep poems and then just like, you know, random thoughts. Like, think of Twitter, but like nobody's gonna see it. And I looked back at mine on over the weekend and I was like, oh my god, this is unhinged. You need help. If anyone were to see this, you would be put into a mental institution.
I mean, Breeze, I'm scrolling back all the way to 2015 here, and most of everything in my notes app is my username and passwords, which I hate to admit. And then
let's air it out.
And then deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts. Yeah.
A lot of deep thoughts and obviously stuff that I've written down and ideas and maybe ideas for film or radio, whatever. But mm-hmm. I mean, I'm scrolling way back here. I don't know what you want me to read on this.
Well, I mean, read whatever feels right. You know what I mean? I'm going to read some of mine because it's just weird.
All right. Well, give me read something out of your notes app just so I get an idea.
Okay.
Like, I need a feel for what's appropriate here.
Well, I mean, mine might definitely have range, but this is from January 24th, 2017.
Okay.
It has my, I'm not going to say this out loud. It has my aunt's email and her password to, I think it's her HBO account.
Yeah, I was going to say HBO, Netflix.
Okay. And I've obviously jotted that down, and they changed it shortly after, so tough scene. They're like, how did she get access to this? But then I have this note right underneath it that says Walmart, and there's like space, 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 Walmart list.
Okay.
Spray butter, Cheetos, return shirt, pens, 1-inch binder, 5 subject notebook, makeup parentheses bronzer. What does that mean?
I mean, by the sound of it, you are getting ready to go back to school shopping.
2017. Yeah. Yeah. That would have been my last year at college.
Yeah. Foundation.
Foundation. Bronzer. Like, you don't need any more bronzer. The next one is from 2015, December 11th.
Okay.
Bacardi Limon, club soda, splash of cranberry. Me just starting to drink for the first time.
Fisher Price, my first drink.
Me panicking because I don't know what to order at a bar, so I just write it down.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Peppermint schnapps.
Okay, what about some of yours? I mean, I don't know. I have a couple more, obviously.
I don't know what I'm looking at here. These are all just, one is labeled Beauty and the Beast. This one says, mine look a little different than what you have in your notes, but mine says, my niece and I were watching Beauty and the Beast yesterday, and I'm sitting there watching this creepy film. Belle didn't know that the beast can turn into a human. She was ready to full bang him as is. That's crazy. Disney made a film about bestiality and nobody batted an eye. All right, so that's
from- really in your notes?
Yeah.
What's the date? You're like, oh, this was last week.
This is 2020? COVID.
COVID. Yeah, you were going crazy. You were
2019,
going absolutely nuts.
No, 2019. Excuse me. This was right before COVID. Another one here is... Oh, I got my entire Moose's Tater Tot casserole. The whole recipe's in here. I'm not going to read a recipe on the air. This one is from 2016. Does anyone else get annoyed when someone sneezes? Is it just me? I can handle a double sneeze, but over and over again, straight pisses me off. Oh, and then I'll get to the one from 2018.
I'm dead.
Birds mate for life. Anyone in the bird family will find their mate and stick with them for life. Penguins will collect rocks to impress their female mate. Whenever penguin has the best rock, they will most likely end up with a mate. How is it that a penguin can find their mate for life with a rock, but I'm out here in the streets drying up?
You auditioning for one show on National Geographic? I can't.
They're all really odd.
No, that's
really,
yours are like, so have you ever wondered what would happen after bestiality? It's like, wait, what?
Deep thoughts. This is why I cannot stand going back to my Facebook memories. They haunt me.
It's really bad. This is more condensed and private because you can put locks on your notes app.
How do you do that? None of these are locked, and
no,
I'd like to know how to do it.
Yeah, we should probably do that. This is my. These are all lists. I'll get to one that's like pretty deep. But July 25th, 2018, labeled "Future Me Problems."
So
clearly I was leaving the house for the first time.
Sure.
Phone bill, $50 a month. Oh. CrossFit, $70 a month. Car payment, $100 a month. Car insurance, blank. Rent, $600 a month. Oh my God, I would die to pay $600 a month in rent. And student loans, $200 a month. So this is me.
That's nothing.
Figuring out how I'm going to make it on my own.
Yeah. Okay, so you laid out your all your finances.
My expenses and how I was going to not be homeless.
Got it.
This one. Hi, so I've been doing a lot of thinking this week about you and about us, and I'm not going to lie. I just don't feel like it's right. Honestly, I feel really crappy about everything, and I just feel like a total hypocrite. It's not me or my style. I've been on the other end of cheating, literally by you, and it was one of the most heart-wrenching experiences I've ever been a part of. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. If you really don't want to be with this person... then you wouldn't, but clearly that is not the case. I just need to take a step back because I thought we were friends. I'm just feeling uneasy, and I think it would be best if we don't talk.
It's a lot.
I don't want to be your accomplice anymore. I wish you all the best, but this can no longer be a thing.
So,
are you okay, Breeze?
Yeah, no, clearly not. If you guys were just tuning in, Breezy found a trend on TikTok where people are going into their notes app on their phone and just scrolling way back to like 2014, 2015. And we're just sharing them. Not proud of some of the things that I have in here, but they're in here.
No, it's bad. This was 2015. She's unwell. She's not doing well. And there's a lot more just like that, but I'll spare you the details. I think it's just funny because you can have some of like your deepest, darkest thoughts. You can have some Instagram captions in there, and you can have a random list of you going to Walmart. That's why the Notes app, it has range.
Yeah.
And I think that if anyone were to find it, they'd be like, we should check her in.
Yeah.
Check her into a facility.
I do have one grocery list in here from 2017. There was a place.
I would love to see how your eating habits have changed.
Yeah. This
or haven't.
This isn't about eating healthy. This is what I could afford when I was drowning.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Please enlighten us.
One baguette, two cans of chili, one bag of shredded cheese, and a head of lettuce.
That lasted 3 weeks for you, didn't it?
I had to, you know.
So I had to stretch it out.
You got to do it. 98 PXY.